सीमा पर दोनों देश के जवान अपने अपनी सीमा की रक्षा कर रहे हैं और सुना है कि इन दोनों जवानों के बीच में गोलियों की बौछार नहीं होती। अरे तो फिर क्या होता है? चलो देखते हैं। अब उनमें गोलियों की बौछार नहीं, श्लोकों की बौछार होती है। लेकिन इतने समय के बाद, इतने सालों के बाद लगता है कुछ तो समस्या आ पड़ी है, लगता है कुछ तो मुश्किल आ गई है उन दोनों देशों के बीच में। देखते हैं क्या हो रहा है।
इतना सारा बुक डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन हो रहा है ना, तो मेरे को कोई भगवत गीता वितरित करने का स्कोप ही नहीं है, तो मैं सोचा चलो दूसरे मुल्क में जाके देखते हैं। पर तुम लोगों ने तो पकड़ लिया है, तुम लोगों को कुछ समझ में नहीं आ रहा क्या? तुम मारते जा रहे, ऐसा थोड़ी होता है।
ठीक है, इसे पानी पिलाओ।
पानी पिलाया हमने। क्या है हमारे बेस, जानते हो बेस? हमारे बेस में हमको 2-in-1 ऑफर मिला है ना। पहला ऑफर है ना, जो भी 1000 से ज्यादा भगवत गीता वितरित करेगा ना, उसको राधा गोपीनाथ मंदिर है ना, उसको 3 नाइट्स का 3 डे का स्टे एकदम फ्री।
क्या बात कर रहे हो?
एकदम फ्री। मैं फुकट सुन के बहुत एक्साइटेड हो गया ना, तो सोचा दूसरा ऑफर क्या है। बोला दूसरा ऑफर ये है कि जो भी व्यक्ति 1000 भगवत गीता डिस्ट्रीब्यूट करेगा ना, उसको राधा गोपीनाथ प्रभु, जानते हो, उनका GST एकदम फ्री। मैं एक्साइटेड हो गया, बोला अपने मुल्क में नहीं दूसरे मुल्क में जाके बेचूंगा, लेकिन दोनों का फ्री ऑफर लेके रहूंगा। और तुम लोगों ने मार दिया ना, क्या कर रहा ना तुम?
अरे भाई, लेकिन एक बात बता मेरे को, इधर घुस के आने की क्या जरूरत थी?
वो पहले से क्या घुस के आने की आदत है ना, तो वैसे ही आदत पड़ गया ना। वो पहले से टेररिस्ट बना है ना, तो कोई समझ में नहीं आ रहा कहाँ से जाना, कौन वीजा अप्लाई करे।
चल ठीक है, कोई बात नहीं।
भगवत गीता बुक डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन की। और सबसे रोचक आखिरी खबर आपके लिए है, इसे देखकर प्रकार कृपया कोई नहीं जाएगा। अब हम आपको लेकर चलते हैं सार्क। सार्क का मतलब जानते हो? सार्क का मतलब है स्पिरिचुअल एसोसिएशन ऑफ ऑल रीजनल कंट्रीज। और जी हां, इसके सभी सम्माननीय सदस्य यहां पर आ रहे हैं। और सबसे पहले हम स्वागत करते हैं द प्रेसिडेंट ऑफ यूनाइटेड स्टेट ऑफ अमेरिका बराक ओबामा। इज कमिंग फ्रॉम देयर। अब आ रहे हैं द क्वीन ऑफ जापान। अब इंतजार की घड़ियां खत्म हुई। सभी जिनका इंतजार कर रहे हैं वो सबसे बड़ी हस्ती द प्राइम मिनिस्टर ऑफ इंडिया नरेंद्र मोदी।
Today is a very special day for all of us. I welcome you all to this spiritual summit. Few years back, Mr. Narendra Modi had given me Bhagavad Gita as it is. I read it and it had changed my life. As a President of United States of America, I would humbly request all of you to read this Bhagavad Gita and distribute it to others so that we have peace in this world and this world becomes a much, much better place to live in. Thank you.
सून एंड मायनी मोदी सान्नी गीता ओ इतदाकिमाश्ता योंदा अतो अनुगीता वा सुबराशी कोतोदा तो मोइमास मिन्ना वा कुनोहोन ओ योंदे अनतानो जिनसे ओ कांजेन्नी ताशिमाशो कुनोत्सु हो वा सेकाई जूनी हिराको तो मोइमास। हरे कृष्णा। A few years back, I was honored to receive Bhagavad Gita from the Prime Minister Narendra Modi. After reading it, I realized it has the potential to bring about inner peace and joy. I wish this priceless gift is distributed to as many people as possible throughout the world.
Shriman Giriraj Ji, श्रीमान श्रीमती श्यामारानी देवी और इस मंदिर के सभी प्रभारियों का मैं बहुत ही हृदयपूर्वक अभिनंदन करता हूं कि विश्व में पहली बार यह सार्क का अधिवेशन हो रहा है। थोड़े साल पहले हमने जापान हमने नेपाल में एक सार का अधिवेशन किया था और तभी से हमारे मन में एक विचार चल रहा था, क्यों न एक हम ऐसा सारे विश्व का एक ऐसा अधिवेशन बनाएं जिसमें आध्यात्मिकता यह एक प्राधान्य रहे। हर देशों की प्रगति के लिए आर्थिक प्रगति ये जरूरी है, लेकिन उससे भी ज्यादा आध्यात्मिक प्रगति जरूरी है। तो तभी से प्रेसिडेंट ओबामा, जापान के सम्राट, उनके साथ हम चर्चा कर रहे थे और फिर हमने तय किया सभी राष्ट्रों ने मिलकर कि एक ऐसा ऑर्गेनाइजेशन बनाएं, स्पिरिचुअल एसोसिएशन ऑफ ऑल रीजनल कंट्रीज, जिसमें भगवद गीता और श्रीमद् भागवत और आध्यात्मिक जो चारित्र है वह प्राधान्य रखे। भगवद गीता यह एक पुस्तक नहीं, भगवद गीता यह एक जीवन शैली है। भगवद गीता एक व्यक्ति को अच्छा बनाता है, कैसे जीना वो सिखाता है। भगवद गीता एक कुटुंब को, एक समाज को, एक शहर को, एक देश को, इतना ही नहीं सारे भूतल को कैसे जीना यह सिखा सकता है। भगवद गीता हमें खुद से जीने के लिए ही लेकिन दूसरे के लिए जीने सिखाता है। बचपन से हम भगवद गीता का श्लोक पढ़ते आ रहे हैं। यह जो श्लोक है यह कितने हजारों सालों से भगवद गीता हमारे हृदय पर संस्कार हमें दे रही है। कोई भी देश जो होता है उसके आध्यात्मिक ग्रंथ उसकी नींव होती है और उसी नींव के ऊपर आध्यात्मिक संत एक ऐसा महालय खड़ा करते हैं जिसमें सारा विश्व रह सके। हिज डिवाइन एसी ए भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद एक ऐसे संत हैं जिन्होंने इस पुस्तक के द्वारा एक ऐसा महालय खड़ा कराया है जिसमें सारा विश्व रह सकता है। मेरी नम्र विनंती है कि कृपया यह भगवद गीता ये एक पुस्तक मत समझे। भगवद गीता ये एक मां के समान है। मां अपने बेटे को हमेशा प्यार सिखाती है, दुलार सिखाती है, हाथों में अस्त्र शस्त्र लेकर हिंसाचार कभी नहीं सिखाती है। आइए हम सभी लोग इस भगवद गीता को पढ़ें, अपने हृदय में उसे उतारें और इस सारे विश्व में, हर देश में, हर गांव में इस भगवद गीता और श्रीमद् भागवतम की पुस्तकों का हम वितरण करें। जय हिंद, वंदे मातरम।
हरे कृष्णा। तो हम सभी भक्त लोग गिरिराजपुर और उनकी टीम का जोरदार हरि बोल बोल के धन्यवाद देंगे। उन्होंने इतना सुंदर प्रेजेंटेशन दिया। हरि बोल। हरे कृष्णा। अभी ये प्रवचन प्रभु जी का अंग्रेजी में होगा। जो कोई भक्त इसका हिंदी में अनुवाद सुनना चाहते हो कृपया करके नीचे भक्ति वेदांत हॉल में जा सकते हैं। सभी भक्तों से निवेदन है अपना अपना मोबाइल फोन स्विच ऑफ रखे या फिर उसको साइलेंट मोड पे रख दे. ऑल द डिवोटीज आर रिक्वेस्टेड टू काइंडली कीप देयर मोबाइल फोन ऑन द साइलेंट मोड और पुट देम ऑफ. Matajis with small children can see and hear this class live in Lakshmi Narayan Hall, so they can kindly proceed. Hare Krishna.
हरे कृष्णा. तो आपने ये सुंदर स्किट देखे जो मीरा रोड यानी कि हमारे मंदिर के नॉर्थ जोन जो रीजन है उसके अंतर्गत आज मंदिर की गतिविधियां संभाली जा रही है. और इस ग्रुप की तरफ से हमने आमंत्रित किया है हमारे आज के स्पीकर को जिनका नाम है मदन गोपाल प्रभु. संक्षिप्त में मदन गोपाल प्रभु का जो लोग उनको शायद नहीं जानते हैं उनको इंट्रोड्यूस करना चाहता हूं. मदन गोपाल प्रभु हमारे मंदिर के बहुत ही सीनियर ब्रह्मचारी में से हैं जिन्होंने करीबन 20 साल पहले अपने तारुण्य में ये निर्धार किया कि अपना जीवन जो है वो भगवान को समर्पण करेंगे. जबकि वो बहुत ही उत्तीर्ण हो सकते थे, आगे जा सकते थे एकेडमिक्स में, वो स्वयं इंजीनियर हैं और फिर भी उन्होंने मन में जो बदलाव आया, परिवर्तन आया, रेवोल्यूशन आया प्रभुपाद की पुस्तकों के द्वारा, तो आज 20 साल से वो मंदिर में सेवा दे रहे हैं. अलग अलग प्रोजेक्ट्स में वो इन्वॉल्व हैं, विशेष करके कॉलेज प्रीचिंग. वर्तमान काल में वे चिपलून एरिया, रत्नागिरी एरिया जो अपना है वहां पर वो अधिक समय दे रहे हैं. और बहुत सुंदर कांग्रेस उन्होंने तैयार किया वहां पर, जहां पे कहीं डिवोटीज, सेवल हंड्रेड्स ऑफ डिवोटीज वहां पर कृष्ण भक्ति को स्वीकार कर रहे हैं. वहां पे कॉलेज पीचिंग इसी तरह चल रहा है. हर एक डिवोटी की एक स्पेशलिटी होती है, वैसे इनकी भी स्पेशलिटी है. इनकी स्पेशलिटी ये है कि ये गायों से बहुत प्रेम करते हैं. गायों से प्रेम करते हैं और ऑर्गेनिक लिविंग, ऑर्गेनिक फार्मिंग, ऑर्गेनिक नेचुरल मेडिसिन, तो इसमें उनका बहुत ज्यादा स्टडी है. कैसे समाज में रहकर मॉडर्न जो अलग अलग गतिविधियां हो रही हैं टेक्नोलॉजी के अंतर्गत, और कैसे अपना नेचुरल लिविंग से हम विमुख हो रहे हैं, कैसे हम दोबारा से वही प्राचीन जो टेक्निक्स थी फार्मिंग की, मेडिसिन की, आरोग्य मेंटेन करने के लिए इत्यादि, सारा उन्होंने संशोधन करके बहुत उनमें उसमें डीप स्टडी किया है. और कई लोगों को वो कंसल्टेशन सर्विसेज भी देते हैं. सो ही इज इम्प्लीमेंटिंग सोज वंडरफुल थिंग्स इन हिज लाइफ एंड इज ऑल्सो टेलिंग अदर्स हाउ टू लीड अ मोर नेचुरल लिविंग एज प्रभुपाद वॉन्टेड अस टू लिव. तो वी आर वेरी हैप्पी आज कि आज मदन गोपाल प्रभु हमारे बीच में हैं और वी लाइक टू हियर सम एनलाइटनिंग वर्ड्स फ्रॉम यू मदन गोपाल प्रभु. सो लेट अस वेलकम हिम इन आवर ट्रेडिशनल स्टाइल ऑल द डिवोटीज टुगेदर बाय सेइंग लाउडली हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल. हरे कृष्ण. थैंक यू.
हरि बोल जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय जय यशोदानन्दन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानन्दन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानन्दन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावनचारी यमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय जय यशोदानन्दन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानन्दन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानन्दन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावनचारी जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय राधा गोपीनाथ राधा गोपीनाथ राधे श्रील प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नामाचार्य हरिदास ठाकुर की गौर प्रेमानंदी श्री भगवद गीता मैराथन महोत्सव की जय ओम अज्ञान तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदांतिकं वंदेहं श्री गुरो श्रीयुता पदकमलम् श्रीगुरोन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं स सहगण रघुनाथान्वितम ताम सजीवम साद्वैतम सावधूतम परिजन सहितम कृष्ण चैतन्य देवम श्री राधा कृष्ण पादान सहगण ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च नमः ओम विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी नितिनामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे वांछा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो महावदान्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरत्विषे नमः हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम राम हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण सो वी हैड जस्ट सीन वंडरफुल न्यूज अबाउट भगवद गीता गोइंग टू वॉर फील्ड्स एंड बिफोर दैट मैरिज एरिना एंड अल्टीमेटली इट वॉज अ सार्क समिट वेर वी सॉ वंडरफुली भगवद गीता मेकिंग इट्स प्रेजेंस इट्स वेरी गुड लाइक द फर्स्ट मैरिज सीन वॉज वेरी गुड वन The boy was what you call demanded that Gita be distributed to everyone, a good option. At least if someone is getting married during marathon or afterwards, he can make good demands from the girl's family that everyone should be given Bhagavad Gita or something like that. Anyway, so it was a good presentation that's happening about the marathon that's happening all over world, India, Maharashtra, Bombay, everywhere. And some other, fortunately, many people are getting Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and like that. Today morning also, His Grace Baldev Prabhu gave very nice stories happening in Vidarbha and Rajasthan. And certainly you all had heard many stories like that at many places all over the world. And many times in your lives also, sometimes books being you get some book lying at the home for many days, many years, or some relative give you, or something like that. And whether you might have, so generally we go at the stories which are little, what do you call it, have some type of, in modern language, modern Bombay language, masalas to it, that some book was found. But basically there's wonder or some magical thing happening with every book being sold. Yes, many of us might not have got a book from some dustbin or from some book bus stand left around. Many of us might have purchased a book from a bookstall, gift shop or somewhere. That is very important that how you get the books. It depends, it makes good stories if you get books in some extraordinary ways. But the common point is, however you get the book, it makes good stories in your own lives. You get a better change in your life. So whether you get a book in some extraordinary way, lying somewhere, somebody gifting it, lying in your house purchased by grandfather or something like that,
or you just simply purchase it off the stall, off the gift shop, or you get a free copy like Rajesham Prabhu was telling yesterday, something concessional copies in his IIT program. So basically that's the standard formula to give some cheap books to the students. But those who are preachers, they know there are no cheap books available in the world. Like we say, many times the companies they advertise free this, free that. But it's never free anything available. Only free is, it is being charged somewhere else. So in a similar way, it is said that free books, but then some, nothing can we get free books right now here. Somebody has to pay it. No books can come free. Somebody has to pay it somewhere, so some charge is there. But anyway, that's apparently advertisement that you get free books and something like that. But anyway, so whether you get a book in an extraordinary way or you get in an ordinary way, but the effect that book has on a person's life is extraordinary. Like Srila Prabhupada, he told the magic he has performed. Like many people, there are many magicians, they perform various types of magics. In fact, it happened in Vrindavan that one magician had been brought to the temple. And he was showing magics to the devotees and people. And then he created many things and he removed many things from your vision. And then Srila Prabhupada asked, can you get rid of birth, old age, disease, death? So he said no. And once Srila Prabhupada was asked in Western countries, Swamiji, every Swami that comes from India does some magic. What magic you do? So Swamiji showed Srila Prabhupada, Swamiji showed to the his disciples who were having dhoti kurta, sarees, tilaks, bead bags in their neck. And he said, this is my magic. So yes, that is the magic of Srila Prabhupada and his books, which we read, which we see happening all around us. So yes, few people get books in a extraordinary way. And many get in an ordinary way. But whoever gets it, the effect is extraordinary on anyone's life, their thought process. Therefore Prabhupada would say, if someone reads one chapter, it will create big change in his life. If someone read one paragraph, one page, or even one line, or sometimes Prabhupada says someone even just takes the books in the hand. In fact, that is one, there are some techniques of book distribution. So some of you might be trying. So one of the technique is, somehow or other place the book in his hand, whether he takes it or not. Because the material world is I and mine. So as soon as someone takes something in his hand, he starts feeling that this is mine. That is psychology. So whether he wants to take it or don't take it, whether even he is saying no, somehow or other you just see it. What are the bad points? Something. Place the book in his hand. Because once it is in his hand, we say since childhood, every child is trying to hold on things. So even if you grow up, that tendency is there to hold on things. So some other place that book in his hand, and maybe he will say no. It can happen that way. But at least in his hand, he starts thinking, even if he says no, he gives up the book with some little attachment, thinking that it was mine and I am giving it up. So anyway, next time he will buy. So that is one of the techniques. So Srila Prabhupada would say, even if he touches the books or just reads one line, his life will be changed. Although apparently we don't find it happening. Many people, they take, see. But yes, the life is being changed. Today or tomorrow, in this life or next life, somehow or other, some way, like many of us might be sitting here, might have read only one line in the past birth. Yeah, it's not a joke or it's not an assumption. It has happened that way that we might have read only one page or one line. There are some people who write to read anything. So there are some students like that. They write to read. So even they take up these books and they just keep on reading, not understanding, they keep on reading. Slowly they understand, and then even if they understand one point, like Baldev Prabhu told me one story. He might have told it here, but I will repeat it before going ahead to Bhagavad Gita. Today we will discuss some points of Bhagavad Gita. Because many times we say in lecture that we have Bhagavad Gita as it is. So today we will open it up. One part of marathon is to distribute and one part of marathon is to open up and read. It's good that we are having distribution marathon, but maybe one time we can have reading marathon. After December we can have January reading Bhagavad Gita reading marathon. 1 week all should finish reading whole Bhagavad Gita. every day sit in the home for 3 hours and read Bhagavad Gita. So 1 week we should have target to finish the whole. Even if we understand or understand, that's secondary matter. Something we'll understand. So therefore we'll today open up the Bhagavad Gita and discuss some points. But I'll tell you this one short story which Baldev Prabhu might have spoken over here. Is he told that one man, he was from France area, and he might have spoken in when he spoke that around 15-20 days back class. Just repeat in short, some of you might be there, might not be there. So he said that he was a Frenchman. He had shifted to some another country in Africa, Congo, for his profession, job. And then while he was going to France and coming back, one day he was in France all alone on the airport waiting for the boarding. And he just saw one Bhagavad Gita lying on the seat, benches in the lounge. And he just picked it up, he kept on reading, and he did not know what's happening. And then he kept it down and the announcement was there, but it was 1 hour he was reading Bhagavad Gita, part by part, just flipping around, not reading in a proper way. And then by the time announcement was there, he saw no one is claiming this book. I am reading for 1 hour, it's just appearing and it is lying, no one is nearby these seats. So he thought, maybe I will take it. It's not exactly wrong, somebody has left it or forgotten it. Anyway, it is unclaimed. So he took the book and he was reading the plane, and as soon as he went home, he's a French family, he started telling his wife and children, you know, Sri Krishna says this. Whatever he would like, in whatever pages, he would just mark one or two sentences and say, you know, Krishna says like that, you know, Krishna says like that. So his wife and children asked, who is Krishna? That I don't know. That I don't know. But Krishna told like that. So it happened for a few years, quite few years. He would read many times and he would just say, tell his children, you know, Krishna says like that, whatever it may be. So afterwards, his child grew up. And for higher education, he went to South Africa. It's a country, but some city. And there, where he was studying, outside his college, he saw one day some devotees distributing books, Bhagavad Gita, Krishna book. And he saw the book, Krishna book. He said, what is this? He said, this is Lord Krishna. He said, Krishna? I think someone has told me about Krishna. And oh yes, my father always used to tell, Krishna says, Krishna says. He is Krishna. He said, yes, he is Krishna. He said, it's not only photo, he is there in the temple, you can go and see him. He was amazed. He said, only father says Krishna, Krishna, but here, I can see Krishna, I can meet Krishna. So devotees took that boy to the temple and said, see, this is Krishna, standing in front of you. This is the Krishna your father is talking about. So this boy went to the temple and called his father. Father, you have been only telling Krishna says, but today I am seeing Krishna. He is standing in front of me. The father was amazed. 10 years I am just seeing Krishna, seeing Krishna, seeing, and my son is seeing Krishna, talking with him. So immediately within few days, he also flew down to that South Africa, not very far countries, and then he got attracted so much that whole family shifted from Congo to South Africa near the temple. He continued his business but still started practicing sadhana bhakti very regularly. But the whole effect happened, why? He opened the Bhagavad Gita. The whole story happened because he opened the Bhagavad Gita and he was reading what Krishna is saying, and he was liking some points and he was telling the people what Krishna is saying, what Krishna is saying. So today I spoken here Sunday fish class around 1 month back, and we discussed about how a sadhana bhakta should develop introspection and humility, which are very important qualities for him to advance spiritually and get Krishna's grace. Like once His Holiness Radhatmar was saying, anything we do in material world, in our devotional life, not in material world, anywhere in our devotional life, if that is not in humble state of mind, it won't please Krishna. You can do some simple thing, just by lighting some incense, or you can do some big thing, something, maybe constructing a big temple worth crores of rupees, or anything in between. But if it's not done in humble state of mind, it won't please Krishna. You might do it. You might perform an arati, you might erect a temple worth crores of rupees, or you might, what it may be, distribute lakhs of books, or you might even preach to hundreds and thousands of other people. They will become devotees, but your actions might not please Sri Krishna if that is not done in good state of consciousness. Not might not, mostly may not. or they may please little bit and may not please little bit. Like once His Grace Radhika Lopra was giving this example, like intention and activity. He says in our devotional life, our intention should be pleasing to Krishna and activity should be pleasing to Krishna. He says Jarasandha, his intention was not to please Krishna. You know, he brought about 17 or 18 auctioneer senas to kill Krishna, kill all Mathura Vasis, Vraj Vasis and like that. But his activity was by chance pleasing to Krishna. Why? Because Krishna's purpose is Paritranaya Sadhuna Vinashaya Cha Dushkritam, to destroy the demoniac people. So Jarasandha was helping Sri Krishna by getting all the demoniac people at one place so that it will be easy for Krishna to kill. So that way he was helping Krishna, but he was not pleasing Krishna. So his activity was pleasing to Krishna, but intention was not. On the other side, sometimes our intention may be to please Krishna, but our activity may not be. Like someone may claim, okay, today I will offer, say, wine or liquor with devotion to Krishna. I will do all astraya, phat and namo Vishnu, whatever, namo Mahavaya, whatever mantras I will say and do all the mudras, and after the offering I will do arati, maybe add tulsi and everything, but I will offer liquor which is not liked by Krishna. So your intention may be pleasing to Krishna, but activity is not pleasing to Krishna. Jarasandha's activity was pleasing to Krishna, but intention was not. So for a devotee, both should be pleasing to Krishna. Our intention and activity, both should be pleasing to Krishna. That is devotional service. So that is important. So today we'll discuss something from that day we discussed especially the role of humility in devotee's life a month back. Today we'll discuss on more part of material nature, devotee's lifestyle or devotee's thought process or devotee's actions based on Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. More specifically, I'll discuss about 18th chapter where Krishna says our actions. He says, Krishna analyzes our actions, knowledge, actor means karta, and everything in three modes of nature. And we'll also look at where the world today is going to, how it is, world is existing, and we'll also look at how we can avoid ourselves to be get influenced by this material world. That's why we say asat sanga tyag. We should try to avoid association of non-devotees, because we do get influenced, is natural. If we stay in association where non-devotional atmosphere is very powerful, some other will do get influenced. So basically, in Bhagavad Gita, we'll analyze few words of Sri Krishna and we'll analyze how we can put it into practice into our life. So in the 14th chapter, 18th chapter, sorry. 14th chapter, Lord Sri Krishna does discuss about three modes of nature. And I won't discuss that much today. But he continues that discussion to some extent in 17th chapter and again more detail in 18th chapter. So I'll go to the 18th chapter, and in 18th chapter, Shloka 14, Lord Sri Krishna says, there are five things in every action. Adhisthanam tatha karta karanam cha pruthak vidam vedhascha pruthak cheshta daivam chaivatra panchamam. See, any action we have here in Bhagavad Gita, law of karma, every action is, so every action is important. How the action is performed, today we will analyze every action, any action in this world. You just go out and talk in particular way, that's action. You go out and see something, that's action. You go out and speak something, that's action. Go means you go anywhere and eat something, that's action. You sleep somewhere, that's action. Everything is action. So for every action, there is adhisthanam, a place. Place means not physical location. Here it is being said every body. Action is performed by the body. It may be in Chaupati or in Borivali, whatever it may be. But it is performed by the body. Adhisthanam. This is the place of action. Then karta, the doer. That is the soul. Karanam means the instruments. What are the instruments of action in human body? There are five Gnanendriyas and five working senses, hands, legs, and also gnanendriyas means all 10 senses in the mind. They are the instruments. And then cheshta. Cheshta is endeavor. And endeavor is little bit connected to motivation. What is our motivation? That is also come. Because according to the motivation, what motivates us in this world? According to motivation, our endeavor will be like that. So, and then ultimately super soul. Daivam. So, Krishna, he says these are the five factors of action. And in the next verse he says, what a right or wrong action a man performs by his body, mind or words is caused by these five factors. The body, the place, adhisthanam, tathakarta, doer, karnam, instruments, cheshta, that is endeavor, and daivam, super soul, God. His role is also there. So all five roles are there. Five things have a role. So Prabhupada explains in this verse, the word right and wrong are very significant in this verse. The right work is done. What is right work? Right work is work done in terms of prescribed directions in scriptures. So Prabhupada explains, what is right work? Right work is the work, actions that are performed as per scriptural injunction, Shastra. And wrong work, Prabhupada says, is against the principles of scripture. But whatever is being done, right or wrong, these five things are there. Then he continues, Krishna continues. I'll read a few verses and then we'll analyze, discuss. Therefore, one who thinks himself the only doer is not considering the five factors. Like sometimes we think about ourselves or we accuse others. Hey, why you did like that? Thinking he is the only doer. No. In any action, these five things are involved. If we understand that, our life will be peaceful. When we generally think, I am the only doer, means if anything good or bad happens, success or failure happens, we think, I am the doer. Not that it should make us lazy, but we should know the bigger scope of understanding. Or someone does some good or bad to me, we accuse, oh, why you did like that, why he is like this, why he spoke like that. No. There are various things, five things involved. Motivation. Sometimes it may happen that someone may neglect me. But we should see what is his motivation. His motivation is he is very much focused and engaged in some other service. So apparently he is neglecting me. So now we generally look at only with our centered point of view. But we should see what is his motivation. Is his motivation to neglect me? No, his motivation may not be to neglect us. It might be happening that way, but it is not his motivation. That is endeavor. So there can be many things involved. Sometimes it happened, somebody may be, what do you call it, deaf. Or somebody may not be deaf, but he might be engrossed in something. And you call him, hey, whatever, Mr. or Mrs. whatever, or Prabhuji, Mataji. And you think you are calling quite loudly enough that he should listen and he should respond. But just because he is engrossed in something else, he is not registering that you are calling. That is karnam. His instruments are failing. And we think he is neglecting me. But it's not he is neglecting me. His instruments are at that time not attentive enough to register your call. Although he might be awake. It happens in our life many times. We just call someone and like yesterday what happened? There was some very small girl and a boy. They know me somehow a little more. So I was here and we were meeting after maybe a few months. We met in Hampi and then we were not met. So I was here and they were playing over there. And I was expecting that there's look, means I was also talking with one person, but I was after that talk I was going to call them. Anyway, I was expecting and by the time their parents took away, but they met me afterwards. Then I asked them, hey, you did not see me, why did you not came? He said, I did not see you only. They spoke honestly, small boys cannot spoke. False. But anyway, that happened. So karnam, instrument is there. So sometimes it happens, oh, this boy, he was a child, so it's okay. But we think that way. It's many times happens that someone is sitting so close and we just can't notice him that he's there. But that person thinks, oh, he did not notice me, he's neglecting me. So there can be karnam, part of it. So there are five things in every action. The location, the place, the body, that is one thing. Then instruments, then the doer, then his motivation, sometimes he might see you, but his motivation may be something else. Sometimes he might even chastise you, but his motivation may be something else. And then last is Daivam, the Supreme Lord. So these five doers, or five factors of every action, not five doers. Every action has five factors. So why I am discussing this? Because these things do affect us in our day-to-day life. And they do affect our consciousness, which disturbs our devotional life. So, now I will go ahead. And go to the shloka number 18. Now, what I want to speak today is about motivation of action. Motivations in this world. Motivation gives directions to us. What we do, what we talk, what we study, everything is ultimately based on our motivation. What I am motivated to do. And that, we do it. So, here Lord Krishna in shloka number 18, he says, knowledge, the object of the knowledge and the knower are three factors that motivate action. And the senses, the work and the doer are the three factors that perform the action. See, one is motivation. Just by motivation, thinking process, you don't perform the action. You think about it, you decide what it may be. It's on the subtle level. And ultimately that action to be performed, the senses have to come into the play. The action, the work has to be there. Like, suppose you want to play badminton. And say you are in a room 5 feet by 7 feet or something, or an office cubicle. You can't play badminton over there. Maybe nowadays you can. What that? On computer game. You can play badminton on computer also. But then physically at least you cannot. And then the doer, the person, there is a badminton field, a racket, and that, what you call it, shuttle and everything. But the players are not there. So doer. All three things constitute the action. Three things constitute the motivation. And on the motivation part, I will focus more today. Motivation is knowledge, the object of knowledge and the knower. So, before discussing ahead, Sri Krishna explains these all things as per the three modes of nature. Motivation, we want to discuss. See, motivation should be correct. So, how to have right motivation? See, okay, in this world, what is the motivation of today's people? Means, including us. Don't say with respect to only this temple hall. We are telling the motivation of, or like the way we go for job, we do some job, we earn money, we spend it, we maybe drive a car or sit in a bus or what it may be. Anything. The way we dress, sleep, eat, speak, sing, talk, whatever it may be. Play games, walk around. What is the motivation? There should be some motivation. And there is. There is some motivation. So this motivation is what we will be discussing today. So motivation is three parts. Knowledge. See, whatever we know, that will help us or that will influence our motivation. If someone knows only about intoxications and all these things, certainly his motivations will be in, not certainly, most likely, his motivation will be in a similar lines. So what type of knowledge a person has. Then, object of knowledge. It might happen in today's age, we know only few things and we might not have decided the object of knowledge. We have got knowledge from somewhere and that person might have decided the object of knowledge. For example, a gun. A machine gun. A person who developed a machine gun, he has some object of knowledge, object of motivation. That was to kill it. Use it for killing. Either for defense or aggression or animal. Gun is for killing. I don't think you can use gun for making rotis or something like that. Or not even playing carom. You can't use gun for playing. No, so gun, that gun has a motivation टू किल. सो इफ यू डेवलप नॉलेज ऑफ गन यू विल बी इन्फ्लुएंस्ड बाय दैट ऑब्जेक्ट ऑफ नॉलेज. सो दैट मोटिवेशन विल कम इन. सो इफ यू नो अबाउट इफ यू हैंडल द वेपन्स योर मोटिवेशन विल बी शिफ्टेड टू दैट वे. सो ऑब्जेक्ट ऑफ नॉलेज एंड द नोअर वी आवर सेल्फ आवर स्पिरिट सोल बींग इन्फ्लुएंस्ड सिंस मेनी बर्थ्स दैट इज ऑल्सो देयर. That is also there. So even after having gun, our spirit soul being influenced by many births can use that gun to protect someone and can use that gun to unnecessarily kill someone. So everything is depend. All the motivations, the knowledge, first of all the knowledge, object of knowledge, the purpose of knowledge is important. So what's today's age? We are having highly qualified people sitting over here. We are what, lawyers, accounts, mechanics, engineering, medicine, everything. What's the purpose of today's all this knowledge? What's the purpose? Can anyone just speak out whatever he feels? Maintain the body. Good, but I think there is something more to it. Not only maintain the body. Ha, someone else. Yeah. No, only to maintain the body, I don't think we require so much knowledge and so much thing. Maintaining the body was being done before also, without this knowledge. So many lakhs of years, human society has been maintaining the body. Sense gratification. That's the main. One person is telling he is shy, so he is just doing action like this. Money. But money is ultimately an instrument. Money buys sense gratification. Someone told me comfort. I asked this question a few days back in another place. Basically, sense gratification and comfort are related and also a little different. But there, comfort means comfort to the senses. So what is the motivation of today's knowledge? People are developing so much knowledge from games to instruments to weaponries to so many things. Ultimately, its motivation is what do you call it? Satisfying the senses. In little or more, or good or bad, either way. It may be some simple biscuit or some liquor or some whatever types of clothes or vehicles or houses or paints or medicines or what it may be. The whole purpose is it may be railways or roadways or airways or shipways or some creams or what it may be, jewelry or whatever, all the field. I don't think anyone has, in the modern age, the purpose of the motivation of developing knowledge is sense gratification. And as I told about a gun, if we use it, we will be influenced by that. I don't say it has to be like that, but we will be influenced. So we have to be careful. The whole world which we are living in, they are just developing and developing and developing and developing and developing with one motivation. That is sense gratification. Okay, wonderful at least. So, I should not use this modern word. Modern means we implicitly mean that it is advanced. I will say present times. Present day world. Because we can't say it's modern. Modern means, we can say modern means who are spiritually advanced. That is modern. I don't know what is the English meaning of word modern, but at least people take it as a meaning that they are better. Modern means better. That's what. So I don't know, modern may mean present times, linguistically. But people think modern means good. So modern is, what is Bhagavad Gita, that is modern, if modern means good means. Anyway, the present times, the whole people's lives and the motivation is sense gratification. We can silence maker diji. Krishna, we can help him to make that phone silence. So, what we call it is, our whole purpose is sense gratification. So, that is the object of all fields of knowledge in today. Do you find any other object in today's, any science? Yes? But I think you are giving the just different wordings to the same goal. Solve the problems with what type of problems? maybe one example. Yeah, so some way it is for our body trying to, and as Prabhupada said, after solving the medicines, they want you to enjoy. After solving your medicine, they don't want you to chant holy names. So, yes, you might be doing it as an intelligent person, but the motivation of that knowledge is not that, okay, we make you healthy, and then you just go to some place and chant 24 hours, at least 4 hours a day. Therefore, you become healthy and then enjoy. Go to the world, become wild, like that, something like that. So, yes, so somehow that it is related to sense gratification. No, I don't think they think you just become healthy and then just sit peacefully. No, you enjoy the way you live. That is the whole purpose. So, yes, medicine is there. So, anyway, and the knower. Knower means we. See, the same knowledge, as I said, with same object of motivation, will work differently, will give different motivations in different knowers. Although, that knower will be influenced by that object of knowledge and the knowledge. As I said, if there is a knowledge of guns, he will be influenced. But even that knowledge of guns, and even if somebody might have made a gun, machine gun or some thing, just to kill enemies, but still it will work differently in different peoples. Okay, not only different people. Somebody may want to kill enemy, but everyone may not be as expert in shooting also. So these three things are important in motivation. Three things. So, knowledge, object of knowledge, and knower. Knower are we hundreds and millions of people all over the world. They are variable. But still, they are not much variable in today's age. But knowledge, we are very limited. In modern age, except few devotees, means devotees who are few in number anyway, so when I say few devotees means not devotees, few amongst devotees, but there are few devotees in the world. So except devotees, and even among devotees, few devotees I can say, both ways, very few people have access to Vedic knowledge. In a neutral sense, in a pure sense. And present day knowledge, the purpose is very clear. Enjoy, enjoy, enjoy in whatever way. And they just want the mood to enjoy. You enjoy in eating, drinking, whatever way. Whatever you like, you enjoy. So there is the object of knowledge. And they may make wonderful sleeping positions. You enjoy that way. Whole world is so object of knowledge. And the knower, we'll move ahead. Why this is very important? Because as we discuss further, we'll come to know. Now, Krishna says these three things are again categorized in three modes. Goodness, passion and ignorance. And maybe we will try to analyze. And maybe we will try to see where we fit and how to improve. And why we fit there. So, Krishna says there are three and we will discuss that. So, what is knowledge in mode of goodness? 18.20. Krishna moves ahead. He says, knowledge by which you can see the same spiritual energy in every living entity. I don't think any modern knowledge is anywhere closer to this. Not sorry, modern again. Present knowledge. Any present knowledge is anywhere closer to this. Nowhere from KG to PhD they teach you that just look at spirit souls in every living entity. Nowhere. So that is there. And in fact, I was reading Bhagavatam, I just forgot which shloka. But it's just like Chanakya Pandit says, Atmavan Manyate Jagat. To look at the world the way you, like the whole, that Bhagavatam, that line exactly was used. What is the best culture or religion? One way is, like what develops Krishna Prem. But here what he was saying, our civilization. He says, if the people, they treat others the way they want others to treat themselves. Last few weeks I have been speaking about this meat eating, animal killing. So there is a good point over there. He says if we make this definition of our, this definition as standard of our life, then certainly we can't kill animals. Because never we'll say, okay, people can kill me and eat it. So we have to treat others the way we expect the world to treat us. So I don't think any time we'll expect the world to kill us and eat. It just can't happen with anyone. So we should treat the world in the same way. So that is basically a product of seeing spirit soul in every living entity. All human beings, present day knowledge has nothing close to it. So that is knowledge in mode of goodness. Knowledge in mode of passion. Where? By which one sees every different body, there is a different personality. Means this I and mine, others and you, and they are differentiating. He, mine, this is from my, means mine and enemy. This duality is there. So that is in mode of passion. And analyze. Today's age, people are having this tendency somewhat. What? This is my, mine, and this is other people's, other community, other country, other city, other state. People are fighting over division of cities, you know. I'm not pro or against anything, but this is the whole language is ours, mine's, and others, theirs. That is the whole language. It may be on the level of community, between brothers also sometimes, maza, tuza, like mine, yours. Between uncles, there is division of lands, oh, we'll have. So all these things are there. That is the way the people are talking today, to some degree. So that is their knowledge. Mine, others, hamara, unka, friendly, enemy. That is the way people are discussing, talking, moving forward. That is one type of knowledge. And what is knowledge in mode of ignorance? He says, if one is just attached to one kind of work, which is mostly in present age, people are just, okay, I am a manager or I am whatever, technician, whatever in this company, and my whole focus is just to do that work, that's all, and enjoy a bit here and there, some eating, some sex life, and just that's all. So his knowledge is only limited to some one type of work, or maybe two types of work. In his office, he knows some work, and somebody may know about some office and some sports, some office and some politics, some office and some other thing, some share market, that's all. So when a man's knowledge is only focused on one or two fields, he say, and he doesn't know the truth about the soul and anything, he is just into his own world, own knowledge, and that's all. Basically, that is the animals. Animals mostly are focused in their own work, that's all. Very rarely, when there is some clash, they think of, they don't even think of I and mine like that so much. Human beings do think little more. You see, many times if you try to hit a dog, he will understand you are hitting him and he will run away. But the same dog, if you see on the street after 20 minutes, he will be normal, he will also move away, he will forget. He is not into so much focus of my and I and like that. But if you do with a man, I don't think it will happen that way. He will remember for whole life. See, it happens. I experienced that many times. If you just hit a dog, he understands he's hitting me, he goes away. And after 10 minutes, you see on the road when he is passing and you are passing and things are okay. They are not into so much consciousness of I and mine. They are, but not so much. They are just focused. Let me eat somewhere. Let me sleep somewhere. That's all. Very, very small area of their action. Small area of their action and thought, knowledge. So that is in the mode of ignorance. Very meager knowledge. What is meager knowledge? Knowledge of only, say, charter accountancy. That's all. Or knowledge of some chemistry or physics or something. That's very meager knowledge. Only one field, little bit, limited. Sorry, somebody may be PhD is over here, but still. The Bhagavad Gita says that's very meager knowledge. Only about, like Radha Gopinath says, specialization means knowing more and more about less and less. You know more, but about very less things. That is specialization. So that is knowledge in mode of ignorance. We'll move ahead. Then he says, now, after reading action in three modes, we'll go to the further discussion. This is the basis. I won't go very long, don't worry. But still, the action which is regulated, which is performed without attachment, without love or hatred, without desire for future results, is said to be in mode of goodness. So I don't think anywhere in present age anything coming closer. Action which is regulated. Nowhere in the world around us we see something like that. Regulation is just not there anywhere. Do you see in your society, neighbors, college, job, office, regulation a word? It's not there. There may be because of biometrics some regulations might have come in, but still that's not from the heart and that's not exactly there. Then within that they come in because that is there, but inside what they do, office, we don't know. Now, there is no regulations once they are inside the office. So regulation, the actions which are regulated, niyamit, systematic, not haphazard, not random, not unpredictable. Regulation means predictable. So actions which are regulated, which are performed without attachment, they are performed without attachment. So they have to be performed. Sometimes people think if we are not attached, we don't perform it. No. That is not the case. We have to perform the actions without attachment, without love and hatred. I don't think anywhere in the world, either we love someone, love means we have attachment for someone and we work, or we hate someone and we work in that way. Very rarely. Without desire for fruitive results. So, as Prabhupada said, when he went to the US, he just saw passion, ignorance around. So, suddenly these words and this type of consciousness is too far off in the present society. Then, Prabhupada adds on to it, these actions should be performed in Krishna consciousness. That we will add at the end of our discussion. Then, he says, but actions performed with great effort. We see a lot in Bombay. A great effort to travel. That is Bombay. Great effort in working hours. Like some companies during interview they tell you. You know when you come into office. We can't tell you when you go from the office. Great effort is there. So today's age, actions are performed in great efforts. Why? Seeking to gratify one's senses and desires. Because their desires are unlimited. And they're enacted from the sense. What is the motivation? Sense of false ego. I am so great. I did this. I am such a position. I am earning this. I have this. I have this. I am purchased this. I. It's called action in mode of passion. We see this a lot in Bombay. Great effort. The purpose is to desire. Gratify his desires. Ichhao ko puri karne ke liye. That's what we are around. And from sense of ego. You see, that's people fulfill their desires and they show it egoistically. Oh, I did that. So I purchased that. I have that. That's what the people discuss and they have in the world. And last one is actions performed in illusion. That also we see sometimes in many people around. Disregard of scriptural injunction without thinking of scriptures, without concern for future bondage, like all self-destructing habits. They are not exactly false, they are false sense gratification, but in that we don't think in the future I might get some TB or cancer or something like that because of smoking or drinking. They don't think that way. Without concern for future bondage or with violence. There are actions in Bombay with lot of violence. In present day world, traveling there is violence, job there is violence, there is professional violence. Violence doesn't mean only killing. Violence means backbiting and politics in the job. So everything. And then causing distress to others. We see that also happening. We can't exist in today's world around without causing distress to others. Either way. By speaking badly or pulling his leg in the office, something like that, is said to be an action in mode of ignorance. So having said this, as I said, what are the instructions for devotees Lord Kapila, in his teaching to his mother, he gives a shloka or two, and then I will move ahead. He says a devotee, see why we are discussing this, because this is a place where devotees are there. A devotee must execute his prescribed duties, which are glorious. Means he should execute glorious prescribed duties, not prescribed duties which are not glorious in nature, without material profit, without excessive violence, and one should regularly perform his devotional activities. So he should perform his duties, which are right duties, the correct duties, not duties which are wrong in nature, and without material profit. Means you should not get pay. Yeah, you may, you can, you have to take the payment, but that is not your only motivation. Without excessive violence. Yes, there is a lot of violence involved in present age. Violence not only killing the person or breaking his bones, but violence of various words, politics, job, this violence are there. And one should perform. He says that. Then what he orders us further? While doing this, he should regularly take darshans in the temple, worship my lotus feet, and he should see the world in spirit of renunciation and see every living entity as spiritual. That is what was discussed in the beginning. What is the right knowledge by which you see the whole, every spirit, your soul in every living entity? That is again Lord Kapildev is telling us. And then, last shloka and then we'll have a discussion. The pure devotee should execute devotional service by giving greatest respect to scriptures and spiritual master. He should be compassionate to the poor and make friendship with equals. But all his activities should be executed under regulation. Again, the word regulation has come. And control of the senses. So, although just controlling the senses is not the end in itself. Upward has been mentioned. We should execute in devotional service. But I think for us, control of senses is also a point. Not that we have fully controlled the senses. Most of us, at least myself. So, what is happening with us today? In today's age, if we see, what is happening is, what is our motivation? What way the whole world is being molded? What is molding the whole world today? What way the people are having goals of their life? Like, okay, today, like some hero comes and makes a fashion, means hairstyle. People follow him. That his fashion molds the world. Somebody comes, a heroine comes and she says something or dress in some particular way or does hairstyle in some particular way. That molds the world. So what, you see, please, what is exactly molding the whole world, not India, not Bombay? From a remote corner village till Mumbai and New York. In today's age, what is molding the world, the direction the world is going, the direction the people are thinking, the direction the people are talking, the way the people are dressing, eating, behaving, aiming their life, earning money, spending money? What is influencing the whole world today? What is that one thing that influences the whole world? If we see, somehow the, yes? What are you saying something? You can say, if it's wrong, no problem. Illusion is the result of it. But, yes? Yeah, what is spelled loudly? Money is again an instrument. It's better, money is instrument. But money is not deciding what you should think. You are using money to achieve. What is, like, your thought process is influenced by what today? Scriptures? Yeah. Media. Your thought process is not influenced by scriptures. When I say you are, I say the whole world. Henceforward, I am saying the whole world. Not only you, one or two or hundred sitting here. Certainly, we are also part of the world, so it's ours also. We are not excluded, but we are not the only group of study. If we see, the whole world is completely influenced by media. the way the people dress, they talk, they eat, they behave, they sleep, they whatever they do. And media has an amazing power to control the people of the world. What's beyond what we can recognize? Not only control the world, it has a power to make our intelligence switch off. It just simply switches off the intelligence of the whole world. When the media shows a hero talking in some particular way, without thinking the world follows, simply, that's all. When the media shows, means hero or heroine for ladies and gents, it may be accordingly. When the media shows a hero wearing a dress in particular way, the whole world just, see, what the Vedic scripture says, at least one should be intelligent. People are blindly following the media completely today. What is shown in the newspapers, in the TVs, in the magazines, in the movies, in internet, in mobiles, SMS, and what it may be. It's just influencing the people. The way they talk, the way they dress, the way they eat. People take great pride in eating some potato wafers. And when they have to eat potato sabji, like Rajesh Ambaru told, there are advertisements of potato vapors, but there are no advertisements of potato sabji. There is no advertisement of potato sabji. You eat it, very nice. Basically, it's a great powerful influence on the world. And what is their motivation of the media? Enjoy. And therefore, what is the motivation of the world? Enjoy. What is the motivation of the technology? Enjoy. You see, it's a big control. So basically, once I was talking just a few days back. Now I'm going to some dress part. I was talking just four or five days back to a college students group of 20, and they were very new to Krishna consciousness. They attended just 4 or 5 programs. That's all. I was talking to them and I asked, how will you feel going to college tomorrow wearing dhoti kurta? And they could understand this, something odd thing is happening. They are very uneasy. I said, please tell me, why you feel like that? Why you feel going to college wearing dhoti kurta is very odd, bad, or something low, or not very, what do you call it, respectable? From where you got this knowledge? Have you thought, have you analyzed in some laboratory or some, you have done some computer graphics and analyzed in a big way that dhoti kurta has these advantages and these disadvantages and pant shirt or has these advantages and these disadvantages? I said no. Then why you have this feeling? Because in the media it is shown, generally those who are little less intelligent people or something like that, they wear dhoti kurta and they do some odd things, and those who are smart and intelligent people, they wear some particular type of dress. We relate. Subtly we accept it and we just make that images into our mind. We relate. So I said, otherwise there is no cause. I'm not saying this dress is good or bad. I'm saying our thought process is closed down. The people don't think anything when they see something in media. From child to grown-ups. From uneducated to PhDs. Like, it's so powerful. I was traveling and I just saw from a bus a big, huge billboard. Some oil or something. And on the top it has, I did not even see which company. I was in the bus. So it was written something. The power of 5 things or something. And people go home and think, oh, this oil is good. It has a power of 5. And they tell wife, purchase this one. I said, this is horrible. Just they see some billboard and people accept it and that's their thought process, and that's the, I'm not pro or against, but I'm saying this low intelligence people have come to. Or I won't say low intelligence, they have switched off the intelligence. They just see anything and they, oh, this is wonderful, power of 5. Is it not? And this has these 20 elements, something better than this. I said, from where we got it? Why it has to have this power of five? What is that power of five? What is that five? We don't think. We don't ask which five, what power five? What five things are there in that? We don't have power of five, power of five. We get it, power of five. Huh? We tell our wife, we tell our neighbor, get this oil, power of five. And wife says, power of five. Huh? So, our intelligence has been closed down. This is the power of media. It can influence a PhD person. He can do research in his laboratory. But when it comes to his life, he's not thinking what he's seeing, what he's accepting. He's just accepting it. Zoom karke. The children are more susceptible. Their whole life focus becomes like that because of media. They grow up in that. Not only children, elders are also. Elders are also, we see that. But children are more. Have you not observed? Again, we all have this concept. Drinking cold drinks is better than drinking some sugar cane juice on the road. From where you got it? Did your parents tell that sugar cane juice is bad and cold drinks are good? Or did your teacher tell or textbooks told you? Or no one told you. It's a sum. We accept it. In the media they show someone drinking cold spot and thumbs up and what it may be, Coca-Cola. And they are just doing some fashion and they are in some... And we think that is good. And therefore we also think, oh, I want to drink this cold drink, means, or whatever. And someone says, oh, there is some good, what, Mosambi juice. That's not good. What do you call it? Something, whatever it may be. That is good. It's happening with us also. And suddenly with those who have no devotional or scriptural background, they are helpless completely. But with us also it happens. And not few times, many times. Because we are in this world. We will be influenced by it. So not that we will be completely immune to it. It happens. Yes. So the way we talk, the way we... Everything. People today have closed their intelligence. And therefore, what is the motivation of the media? Sense gratification. And when we subtly accept those things are good in our life, we accept the effects of sense gratification along with that. And then we are thinking we are doing sadhana bhakti, but the desires on sense gratification are not leaving us. Yes, we are doing sadhana bhakti, but we are accepting a big influence from other side also. So what a devotee should do? This media has stopped our thinking process. A very sorry state of affairs. How you talk? How you greet each other? This is anyway, how you make your hair fashions, how you sleep, what you eat. It's influenced. Why only some food, some drinks are after? Not that they are actually tasty. Not that they are actually... Vedic, that is the difference. Again, the big difference between Vedic culture and modern, not modern, present day culture is, present day culture is based on sense gratification, that means senses. And the Vedic culture means knowledge. So, okay, you want to take something to eat, take something to dress, take something for anything. The present day culture is analyzed by comfort, sense gratification. It won't think what will happen in the future. It won't think to achieve this comfort, how much trouble I might have given to other living entities, which was a part over here. But a Vedic culture will think with terms of, I'm going to do research. The scientific advancement. The present day scientific advancements are based on sense gratification. They are discovering things for sense gratification. For pleasure, for enjoyment. Vedic culture will first think, is this good for everyone? Like sarve sukhina bhavantu. Like modern day, they have concluded, no modern people have concluded, the present day people have concluded, that any scientific advancement being done up till now, is resulting in a great damage to the society, humanity, world and ecology. After so many 200 years, because the motivation is wrong. So with that motivation, anything research that they will be done will be resulting in a great damage to the world. The Vedic culture, the first thing will be, my motivation is, it should be good for the whole world. We have the shloka, sarve sukhina bhavantu, sarve santu. That is the first thing. Then, my researches and discoveries should be spiritually uplifting, enlivening of the world. That should be the motivation. And my researches should be eco-friendly. In the sense, Vedic culture, a person. And my researches should be cheap and easily available to the whole world. Not only to few people or a very high cost. Like today's, even if you want to get justice, it's not a cheap thing. I have heard that there are few lakhs of rupees for one day hearing what lawyers takes in Supreme Court. How can you and me go to the Supreme Court? Do we have multiple lakhs of rupees just for some one cause? There is no even ordinary court you have to spend a few lakh rupees. That's the first sessions court. That's what us can think of. So justice is not there. The system itself is not for everyone. Present day facilities, even medical things are not for everyone. If you see the Vedic culture, they will keep the things simply. Available for everyone. Not for only few and then you have to purchase a very high price. Not a motive. So the researchers will be in that way. So I say many times, like 200 years of medical research is there today. And not a simple remedy has been given, which everyone can do at his own home. Because the purpose is making money. If, for example, say, clothes are good for teeth. No research will directly tell how to use cloth as to help the teeth. No. They say, we have taken out this cloth oil and then this is a very particular thing and then you use it, we sell it for 500 rupees. The motivation is making money, sense gratification. So therefore, with the Vedic culture, the whole research will be, the saintly people will think, how I can make a research which will help the whole world, cheap, they can do it at their home. There is a big difference between motivation in the present times, Vedic times and the present times. So basically, we see, I go to his Narayan Maharaj's point in his book. When he came out of his home, he always had a desire, he says, journey home. One day I want to live life based on, he says, why I should live life based on world's terms? The world should, why he should tell me how I should dress, how I should eat, what I should thought, how I should behave. He said, I want to live life on my own terms. That is the place where we start thinking. And that should conclude the way we should live life in God's terms. That is the way we surrender our life to the scriptures. God terms means scriptures. So our life should not be based on present day media. It is influencing you, me and everyone. It's just search that our intelligence. So we just start living our life based on media. Not our own terms. But His Holiness Narayan Maharaj says, why I should go that way? I should go according to the way I want to please Krishna. So basically, that will happen when we look to the Shastras for direction in our life. When the instructions of Shastras become goal of our life, and our life should be based on the scriptural injunctions. How we dress, refer to scriptures. How we speak, refer to scriptures. How we eat, means what we eat and how we eat, refers to scriptures. Not just based on some advertisement, some media. Somebody says, oh, this is good, and like we just eat it. This way to dress is good, we dress that way. Basically, if we don't, and if we continue accepting the influence of media, then the motivation of the scientific development, that is sense gratification, making money will also keep influencing us. We can't exactly perform devotional service in a better way. So yes, we are in the world, we might have to deal with the world, but what is our motivation? And what is our place where we look for our solutions? Place where we look for our solution should be the scriptures, the way we think, the way we behave, the way we talk, the way we dress, the way we eat, the way we sleep, everything. Where we feel proud. People just think they are successful because they have got some promotion and like that. No. Our success should be, we should be chanting attentively. Pleasing Krishna. How many times we feel, say when we go to office and we get promotion. How much joy we feel and 20 days that joy remains with us. Oh, I got a promotion and like that. It's good. Or how many times we feel happy that, oh, I could chant attentively. First of all, that's a rare thing. But then promotions are also rare. Do you get promotions daily? Are they common? I don't think promotions are common. They are also very rare. But they stay with us for a longer time. And I remember, just few, maybe once or twice, really the chanting might have been satisfactory. That keeps us alive for years together. That should be our goal. Pleasing Krishna by following the scriptures and Guru. That is there. So anytime we have some confusion, we should look out at the scriptures for our direction to the life. Hare Krishna. Sorry. I don't know whether it help or not, but anyway, it's time and we should conclude it. Maybe something more can be discussed some other time. I think it's time for Kirtan and we can have it. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki. There are some announcements. Please be seated for 2 minutes.